Lismore City Council mismanagement is a problem I've been trying to help address for a few years. I was hopeful that the recent election may somehow return a Conservative-dominated council that may see things improve. As expected, this did not happen, and we have to yet again deal with a left majority. One of the new council's first tasks was to elect a deputy mayor. A look back at some previous deputy mayors has seen us with Councillor Atkins in 2008, Councillor Smith in 2009 and 2011, and Councillor Clough in 2010, who was again returned in 2012 under the new council with a 6-5 majority. The left candidates are retaining the deputy mayor's position through their majority with a six-pack bigger and better than before. During his pre-vote speech, Councillor Clough stated he would continue to challenge such things as coal seam gas, Champions Quarry, and environmental zones. These are all state matters, which are the domain of our state member. Although they are great vote grabbers, it would be nice if our deputy mayor focused on what he is supposed to do, which is representing us on local matters. If he is so concerned with state matters, he could run for a state seat in government. After all, we already spent over $1 million on Champions Quarry alone for something that was always going to get through. Councillor Clough's attitude reflects his primary vote position at number 12, before being escalated to position 6 and a seat on council through preference deals most would not understand. The community just did not want him in any great numbers. He was gifted his seat and his current position as deputy mayor. Another task completed last week was the election of the county council representatives, as well as the election of councillors and delegates to internal and external organisations. This was rather amusing to watch, to say the least. Far North Coast County Council got Councillor Houston unchallenged. Richmond River County Council ended up with Councillors Marks and Meineke after a requested recount saw Councillor Smith's spot go to Councillor Marks. Rouse County Council ended up with Councillors Clough and Atkins after the requested recount saw Councillor Batista's spot go to Councillor Clough. The process left many shaking their heads and laughing. The internal and external organisations came next. There were quite a few and they were dominated by the six-pack. The advisory group that concerned me the most was the Economic Development Advisory Group. As the name suggests, this group's focus is economic development throughout our local government area. Councillor Batista secured a position on this group for the first time, with Councillor Smith being returned for another term, unfortunately. The former has considerable local business experience, with the latter demonstrating very poor business knowledge or skills over the last 4 years, which we have to now endure for another 4 years. The chairperson elected by this group also gets the appointment to the Lismore Business Promotion Panel. Councillor Smith was also in this position for the last few years, and there has been considerable concern regarding performance and mismanagement of hundreds of thousands of dollars of ratepayer money annually through the panel. The panel is directly controlled by Lismore City Council's Executive Director of Sustainable Development, who can overturn any decision they make. This money specifically set aside to benefit local businesses in the Lismore CBD is raised from the Special Business Rate Variation Levy, SBRVL. Its purpose is to ensure Lismore retains its position as the heart of the Northern Rivers, with the revitalisation of the city centre identified as being the key to this objective. I'm not aware of any business owner who believes this purpose is being met. We are losing our way. Various business owners have been requesting financial information from Lismore City Council regarding their activity and the activity of the Lismore Business Promotion Panel for a few years now. The information is not being provided. I made 3 requests at last week's meeting, all of which were ignored by the left-dominated council. These included 1. That a more appropriate and experienced councillor be appointed to the Economic Development Advisory Group, so this experience flows to the Lismore Business Promotion Panel. 2. A delay in Council's decision to reappoint the panel as it stands to open it up to new nominations to seek fresh ideas and in the interest of transparency. 3. Making the panel a committee to give it some authority and better guidance and also in the interest of transparency. Our current councillor appointed to the Lismore Business Promotion Panel is a Country Labour Party candidate. He does not own a business. Excluding the annual business awards, he has not attended any Lismore Chamber of Commerce events or open forums, and he regularly publicly comments adversely about business owners or their representatives without confirming facts. He has also never provided the names of any businesses that actually support his ideas. How does this person represent the business community? We just want to know where the money is going, why such inexperienced individuals are put in such positions, and why there seems to be very little return from SBRVL promotion funding expenditure. You're listening to River FM 92.9 and I'm Big Rob. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.